morning, everyone. Welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio station, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Thursday morning, December 8th, 2009. I made a mistake last time. I said 2008. I was 1 year behind. It is now about 6:31 a.m. Central Daylight Time. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call 646-652-4620. 646-652-4620. I know it's early in the morning for some of you guys, but please do make an effort to give a call in. If you're overseas, please call in. I know this is a long-distance call, but now with the telecom industry deregulating and all that good stuff where prices are coming down, it's not all that expensive. We'd love to hear from you. In the United States, 646-652-4620. We do have five open lines. You can send me your comments anytime to comments@libertytalkradio.com. comments@libertytalkradio.com. If you're listening to a rebroadcast, you can also phone in your comments to area code 918-919-0101. I also encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, mytwocentsonline.com. He discusses economic issues and how they affect you. That's mytwocentsonline.com, and that two is a numeric two. Andy is very good. He puts out a weekly, or biweekly, I'm not sure, newsletter. It's absolutely free of charge, and folks, it is the absolutely best newsletter that I receive, and I've subscribed to just about every one of them at this point, and this is the only one that I subscribe to right now. His is free, and he also has a paid subscription newsletter called The Sensible Investor for those people who need investment advice, and he's a terrific guy, and he is an economist, by the way. He's not like me. He is somebody. You can also listen to Andy Sutton's commentary on the ContraryInvestorsCafe.com. ContraryInvestorsCafe.com. I do encourage you to go there. One other thing, on Sunday evening, we were broadcasting on Restore the Republic Radio Network. We will no longer be doing that. We appreciate them inviting us on, and the short time we were on, I think it was a valuable experience for us. Unfortunately, there were just too many technical problems to feasibly make the broadcast consistent. So last week I made the decision to pull the plug, and now we are available, you know, streaming as well as on Blog Talk Radio. We may be looking for another radio network, internet radio network that we could hook on to. I think the quality of this program it qualifies for any one of the network programs. Unfortunately, many of them are just filled, or those that we've been invited on to speak have been, or to broadcast, I should say, have been, have a requirement that you do broadcast 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and they give you a specific time slot, like, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, which I just couldn't do. I'm unavailable at that at those times, and especially that consistency, I'd never make it. So I'm back doing my own thing, and I appreciate Restore the Republic Radio. We do encourage you to go to their website. They have very informative programs, and we do appreciate them taking us on for the short period of time. Lastly, I would like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. Well, that takes care of all of the preliminary stuff. There's one other item, and that's my throat. My throat is still not well. This is the most amazing situation. I have had a throat infection now for 3 months, And the doctors assure me it is nothing serious, although I am very concerned because it's just not going away. It is, as you can probably tell, a lot better. And it does feel a lot better, but the progress is so slow, it is imperceptible. And this is my problem. And I like to get things over with, get on with it, and move on. So I guess I'm very impatient. So if my voice sounds crackly and all that good stuff, I do apologize. Hopefully in the next 2 weeks, I'll be a lot better. And the thing that bothers me about this throat infection is it doesn't allow me to put the inflection in the radio broadcast that I normally like to do. Sometimes I get really excited and really hot and really moving, and this prevents me from doing it because it actually would irritate my throat to a point of being unable to swallow, you know, because it swells up. Unfortunately, it gets irritated. Well, enough of that. Okay, this morning I'd like to talk a little bit about the windfall profits tax of the oil companies. And this is what I made this the focal point of my broadcast this morning. You know, a few months ago, our politicians were all clamoring about the oil company excess profits. They wanted to tax them. They had all sorts of programs. They said it's unfair. The oil companies are taking advantage of the consumer, and this was not fair. Poor Joe Sixpack can't get to work because the oil companies, listen, the oil companies were charging too much for the gasoline. Now, folks, here is my problem. My problem is that we are not hearing this from the industry experts. We are hearing this from politicians. Now, once we hear from politicians, we should, first of all, not listen at all. If we do care to listen, for whatever reason, we must do so very critically. Because once the politicians say the word clearly, blah, 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 and clearly, it is clear that blah, 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 I can guarantee you they have never, ever, 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 ever been correct. It's always clear that they are wrong. The only thing clear about is they have no idea what they're talking about. Now, they're smart in that they know how to play on the emotions of the populace. They know how to garner votes. They know nothing about the oil industry. Isn't it amazing how politicians who are failed attorneys, who are political hacks and bureaucrats, know everything about every industry? I know the argument. I know the argument right now. They say, well, no, they have experts that are really are advising them. And a good politician knows how to get the best and the brightest team together so that they can make these analyses. Well, if they're so damn smart, how come they're always wrong? They're always, always, always wrong. There has never been any program that the government has put together that has enhanced our liberty, enhanced our freedom, and reduced the cost of us living in this country. Never once. Now, if they're so damn smart, why aren't they doing it? What they do well, you know, if I can repeat Tom Clancy, is that the government is good at collecting taxes, taking away your freedoms, and killing people. It's not good at much else. Now, I'm quoting Tom Clancy, and he's absolutely correct. I love that comment. And yet, we know that. We all know that. And yet, we listen to these people, and we take what they have to say with some gravity, with some credulity, I guess. Credulity? I guess that's a word. But, you know, we actually believe what they say. Now, since the politicians are so smart and they know more about the oil company, the oil business, than the oil companies themselves, they never answer the question, if the oil companies were making so much money, why during the time when oil was $145 a barrel, why were service stations closing up? Why was there no money at the retail level? They never answer that question. Well, they were going to put a windfall profits tax on the oil companies. Now, they haven't done it. And why haven't they done it? Well, they haven't done it because the price of oil went down. Now, folks, maybe I'm just plain simple and stupid, but if the price of oil is $145 a barrel and the oil companies are raking us over the coals, why would they reduce the price? Why would the price of oil go from $145 a barrel to now about $40 a barrel? It doesn't make any sense, does it? You say, well, they were afraid that the government would tax them. To the tune of $100 a barrel? I don't think so. It absolutely blows every single bureaucratic argument against the oil companies out of the water. Absolutely every one. And yet, what we've got to do is we've got to backtrack. We have to look back historically and say, listen, if somebody came up to you and cheated you on a transaction, and they came up to you again and then they cheated you on the next transaction, would you do business with that person again? It's a very simple question. Well, I think not. Now, the government cheats us every single time it opens its mouth through its bureaucrats. They cheat us. Now, the reason why I bring this up is because when the government cheats us, when the government takes our money unnecessarily, when the government regulates us, when they put in programs that impoverish us, they take away our freedom. This is what this program is about. This program is not about money management. This program is about our freedom. If tomorrow we all woke up and every dime that we owned had to go to the government and the government would parcel it out, we would have zero freedom. Now, I wouldn't be talking as a financial analyst at that point. I would be talking as a freedom fighter. And tonight, or this morning, I'm talking as a freedom fighter. The government is taking our money, spending our money, and then telling us it's good for us. And the programs never work. But they never work. And then they have to spend millions and some of them billions of dollars to concoct a program to make it sound good. And I'm talking everything from the Federal Reserve Bank, which is not federal, have no reserves, and is not a bank, all the way to the present. Prior to that, to Calvin Coolidge and before that, we probably had a country that was pretty well run by the people. There were very few taxes. Now, isn't it amazing how we became an absolute super powerhouse nation with no government intervention at all? Just people very selfishly doing the best for themselves. Isn't that amazing? And isn't it amazing now that we're on a downward track, we have tons of government regulation and interventionism. I didn't say that correctly. Interventionalism, I guess. And yet we have that. And what we do is we want more. Let's take the SEC. The SEC failed miserably on investigating Madoff. Madoff, rather. I keep on saying Madoff. Madoff. On this $50 billion swindle. They investigated him like 8 times. And what was the government's answer to the SEC? Not firing everyone, not doing away with it, not substituting with some private enterprise to do it. No, to refund it, give it more money, and hire more people. Only the government could do that. If you were a private enterprise and you failed, the last thing that you could do is hire more people and expand and expect more money. Now, I want the government to start a congressional investigation, and I want them to institute a windfall profits tax on all the oil companies immediately. That's what they promised to do, and they broke their promise. I want them to do it now. Why aren't they doing it? Because the free market took care of it for it. And they do not believe in the free market because you cannot trust the free market. But yet we can trust the government. Just think of that, folks. Think how ludicrous that is. The free market took care. And you know what? It has nothing to do with the speculators. Speculators ameliorate the price. They keep the price steady because speculators make money on the change of price in the market, on the futures exchange. What they do is they buy low and they sell high. I mean, they're not stupid. You hear what I said? They sell high. They sell out. That's the only way that they can make money. And they don't buy high to go higher. They buy low, and if it goes higher, then they sell. Once they sell, the price goes down again. And they keep the market liquid. Had nothing to do, absolutely nothing to do with speculators. In fact, the speculators have kept the price relatively low. It has to do with the perceived supply and demand picture of the world oil supply. That's all it has to do with. Look what happened. There's a Hamas and Israel are going at the Gaza Strip. Now, that doesn't really affect our oil supply directly, but yet the price of oil went from $1.39 here in Tulsa, and Tulsa is probably the cheapest place in the United States, or one of the cheapest places in the United States to get oil, to get gasoline. It went from $1.39 to $1.59. Now, is that oil companies speculators? No. That's a concern that our supplies may be disrupted. So all of a sudden, the price goes up. There's a perception that there may be a short supply. So those people who have the oil charge more money. You know, Adam Smith talked about the invisible hand of the free market. And it's so true. Could you imagine every transaction we make, which are trillions of transactions everyone makes every day, if you added them all up, it would be trillions of transactions. Could you imagine a government program that has one fixed answer for a very complex free market, and this one answer, this one program that they have is going to fix everything, when it doesn't address anything whatsoever? You know, if the government was so damn smart, and they had all these Harvard business, which they do, they have these Harvard business graduates, who are a bunch of idiots because they don't know the Constitution, they know nothing about freedom or liberty, all they know is how to make money with the government, how to suck the government out of as much money as possible, that means taking money out of our pockets. If they're so damn smart, how come they did not predict a fall of oil prices by $100? Did you hear any of the politicians talk about, well, don't worry, folks. I mean, this is temporary. The price of oil in the next couple of months will be down to $40 a barrel, and oil will be cheaper than it has been in 5 years. Did you hear any politicians say that? No, not one. All they talked about is, well, we obviously have to act to protect the people. No, don't act and don't protect me. Leave me alone. That's the point. Leave me alone. Folks, this is Joe Cristiano. I'm your host for Liberty Talk Radio. Our call-in number is 646-652-4620. 646-652-4620. Please call in. We have 5 open lines. I know it's early in the morning. Do call in, and just any subject at all would be fine. I need someone to help me arrest my voice a little bit. My voice is starting to go again. So we trust now the government for everything. Everything that goes on, we go back to the government and say, protect us, protect us, protect us. When the government cannot protect us, government has no idea what's going on. All the government can do is they can tax us, they can take away our freedom, and they can get us killed. Understand that. Let me say that again. They can tax us, they can take away our freedoms, and they can kill us. Other than that, the government's not worth a damn. No government's worth a damn. You ever think why we even need a government? I don't need a government for anything. They said, well, what about the roads, man? You wouldn't have any roads. Sure, we'd have roads. We'd have private roads, and they'd be a hell of a lot better and a hell of a lot cheaper than government-run roads. Well, what about the school system? Well, another one. We don't need the government for that. The responsibility for educating children rests with the parents, unlike California saying it rests with the state. Could you imagine California Supreme Court came out with that decision? Or is it the district court? They came out with that decision saying that the parents should not be teaching their children because they would lose the allegiance to the state. Holy smoke, Karl Marx would be just doing an Irish jig listening to that crap. We have lost our total sense of direction regarding the intent of the Constitution and freedom. We don't, folks, you know what? We don't want freedom. We want to be taxed. We want our freedoms taken away. And we don't even mind if the government kills us or kills our children. Because we gladly, gladly send our children to war. Gladly. I can't tell you how many people say, well, my son right now is in Iraq. You know, we're really proud of him. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not against the kid going to Iraq. I mean, I'm just saying that the logic there, the parents should be protesting. What the hell is he doing in Iraq? What the hell are we doing in Iraq? What the hell are we, why the hell are we anywhere? Why aren't we home protecting our own homeland? You know, none of this makes any sense to me. Makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. We've got to start thinking very selfishly. And then we say, oh, well, you know, if we're in Iraq, you know, no telling what would happen. I can tell you what would happen. There would be no terrorism if we pulled our troops out. That would arrest the terrorism situation. We would have trade. Oil prices would come down. People wouldn't get killed. Our VA hospitals wouldn't be filled with the young men and women who's got their legs and arms shot off and who are mentally deranged because of fighting in an unnecessary war. I can tell you exactly what the results of it would be. And the results would not be, oh, the United States would go downhill. You know, now Russia is even talking about the breakup of the United States. But it makes sense. Now, I don't think that's going to happen at all. I discredit that altogether. But I can understand how they come to that conclusion. Because what's happening now is that the states are in such deep depression regarding their financial affairs. I mean, they are in the red to the tunes of billions and billions of dollars. And they're all going to the federal government for bailout. Well, folks, if that was the answer to everything, why, when we started this nation, why didn't we just install a printing press somewhere, maybe in Philadelphia, print billions of dollars, give it to everybody, make everyone a millionaire, problem solved. No one has to work. No one has to do anything. Everyone's, come to America, we give you $1 million and you're a millionaire. Everything's fine. Go out and spend and shop and have a damn good time. Don't have to work. Unfortunately, the ingredients that are missing in government are productivity, initiative, and innovation. Productivity, initiative, and innovation. Now, let me ask you. Where in government do you find productivity? Where in government do you find initiative? And where in government do you find innovation? That's what built this country. Productivity, initiative, and innovation. You can only have initiative if you're a free person. If you are a slave, there's no initiative. You just do what you're told. Now, how does that apply to the stimulus package? Now, Barack Obama is just, this guy is great. This guy is so good. This guy is the biggest con man I have ever seen. And I admire him. He is a good con man. And you can see it in his eyes. He's a con man. This guy knows what he's doing. He is smart. Now, folks, let me make something very clear. He is a brilliant man. I'm not. I'm dumb. I mean, if I was really that smart, you know, I would be a politician. I would be making millions and millions of dollars a year and not have to work, just giving bull crap to everybody, and I would make millions of dollars. That's being smart. I'm dumb. I've had to work hard for a living. Now, in his initiative package, in his bold initiative package, where is the productivity? Where is the initiative? And where is the innovation? Nada. Doesn't exist. Oh, we're going to build some more bridges. Well, we should have been building those bridges if we needed them anyway with the tax money we've been collecting. But no, we squandered it because the politicians squandered it on all sorts of crap and probably on personal stuff, and it's in their pockets. So now that the politicians stole our money, we're going to steal the money for people who are not even born yet to build bridges that we probably don't even need. Of course, we're going to say, well, with that, we're going to increase productivity. Well, you can have a bridge, but if you have no productivity, if you have no initiative, and you have no innovation, no one's going to use those bridges. And let me make a comment. This morning I heard about, they are very optimistic about the future of the auto industry. Could you believe that? They are optimistic about the future of the auto industry. Because they said, you know, in the long term, all of these cars, these hybrid cars and biodiesel cars and electric cars are going to be a boom to the United States. Folks, I only have a couple of minutes, but I want to say a couple of words about that. We have no thought process whatsoever. Just think this for a moment. Let's assume that every car on the road was a hybrid and we're all getting 45 miles to the gallon. Let's just assume that just for a second. And now these cars start to age and you want to sell a hybrid car. And your hybrid car has, let's say, 125,000 miles on it. The batteries in those cars, let's say, were guaranteed at 100,000 miles. A new battery pack costs between $2,000 and $4,000. I'm not sure the exact price, but it's thousands of dollars. Who's going to buy that car? You can say, well, the battery pack is... You know, it's like saying, I have a car, I have an engine here, and the engine's good for 100,000 miles, it has 200,000 miles on it, would you like to buy it? No, thank you. So we're going to have all these cars on the road that people are going to try to sell, but they can't sell because no one wants to buy a car that has a battery pack that may go out on them. And if the battery pack goes out on them, we're talking about basically replacing the engine. Same cost as replacing the entire engine. Now, people buy a car because they anticipate, they go, well, geez, it only has 45,000 miles on it. These engines go for 150,000, 250,000 miles or whatever. I can buy it, drive it for the next 5 years, you know, and then trade it in. What are you going to do with all these cars? Now, let's assume that I'm wrong, which I'm not. I'm not wrong in this case, but let's assume I am wrong, right? And people do buy them, and they do start exchanging these cars, although the batteries are getting weak and they're dying and all. Where are you going to put all these batteries? And by the way, electric cars take electricity. Where are you going to get this electricity from? Coal. Now the politicians say they're going to invest in clean coal technology. Since when do our politicians know anything about clean coal or energy? They don't. Folks, beware. Beware the politician, because all they can do is tax us, take away our freedoms, and kill us. This is the end of today's broadcast. We'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you're either allowing your liberties to be taken away or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there's no middle ground. Folks, freedom is like riding a motorcycle. You feel free, liberated. Your life is in your own hands. But with that freedom comes responsibility and risk. The government is like training wheels. You now have a control ride that isn't any more fun. Ron Paul has a sign on his desk that says, "Don't steal. The government hates competition." With that, until next time, and that'll be Sunday evening. That'll be Sunday evening, 8 o'clock. This is Liberty Talk Radio. I'm Joe Cristiano. Stay well. Stay tuned.